Good morning. The Audible is on the air. We're coming to you from Philadelphia, where the Miami Dolphins going through 2 days of joint practices with the Philadelphia Eagles. First practice just getting finished up right now, and a pretty good day of work for the Miami Dolphins as well as for the Philadelphia Eagles. And it was pretty cordial out there, I'd have to say. The only mix-up I saw was a little bit, I saw Kenny Stills kind of mixing it up with a DB a little bit, had to be separated. But other than that, it was the city of brotherly love, and looked like both teams were going to adhere to that today. Now, things may be different tomorrow when they come back for the second day. Things always get a little more testy. That seems to be the day where things happen, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. But a lot of good things out there on the practice field today. Mike Pouncey was back doing 11-on-11 drills. Full speed, looked like he moved pretty well, stayed throughout the practices, in the team sessions. Not sure what that has to say about Mike Pouncey playing on Thursday night when these two teams meet right over right down the street at the stadium. But so far, so good for Mike Pouncey. Also, Ray Malaluga out in the practice field, not in a uniform, not practicing. Dolphins just signed him. He was a former Cincinnati Bengal who had played with Matt Burke, the Dolphins' defensive coordinator. Expected to come in, step and help out of that middle linebacker after losing Raekwon McMillan to the ACL injury, and he's out for the season. So Ray Malaluga tried out last week, worked out for the football team, all along with Kelvin Benjamin. I think Benjamin went somewhere else and got signed. And so Ray Malaluga is the guy that comes on in for the Miami Dolphins, trying to shore up that linebacker spot, that middle linebacker spot that right now is being held held tight right now. So we'll see how he does. Not sure if he's going to get any work out here during the course of these two practice days. Kind of expecting him to be in pads today. We'll kind of find out what the situation is, and maybe he'll be out here tomorrow. And while he's trying to get himself straightened out, it's still Mike Hull manning the middle of the defense at that linebacker, at the middle linebacker position when the Dolphins are in their base defense. So some good work out there today. Jay Cutler looked sharp. Another bit of good news, Kenyon Drake was back in practice. He went, if you remember, went out on the concussion protocol basically the same day that Jay Ajayi came off the concussion protocol. So he's back out on the practice field. That's good news. So all in all, a very good day of practice out here. A good job by both football teams getting the intensity ratcheted up. I would expect that intensity to ratchet up a little bit more tomorrow when these guys come out again, as I said, for the second day. Just wrapping up practice over here. We're hoping to get Nate Allen here over in a little bit. The safety of the Dolphins signed from the Oakland Raiders came over. He'll pair up with Rashad Jones in that starting secondary as the two safeties back there early on in the season. TJ McDonald, as you know, has certainly been playing very, very well out here for the Dolphins at that safety position, but he's facing an eight-game suspension for the first 8 games. So you'd like to be in the hunt after 8 games, have him come back fresh and healthy and ready to go, and certainly would be a big boost for this Dolphins secondary when that happens. But we're looking way, way, way ahead as we talk about that at this time of the year. Right now it's getting ready for the regular season and getting ready, more importantly, for this week's third exhibition game. The third exhibition game, as you all know, we're going to see the starters play probably into the third quarter a little bit. They'll play against the Philadelphia Eagles here on Thursday night. Starters on both sides of the ball, that means Jay Cutler. And we'll find out and we'll see. We'll find out today. We'll talk to Mike Pouncey a little bit, see how he feels, talk to Coach Gaze about it in his press availability here today, and find out what the plans are for Mike Pouncey, if indeed he's going to get in and play a little bit. As you know, Coach Gaze has talked since Mike went out last year on injured reserve that they're going to kind of wrap him in bubble wrap, not going to go too far because they want to do whatever they can to make Mike Pouncey healthy for the 16 games or as many of the 16 games of this season as they can get out of him. So that's why they're kind of keeping him under wraps throughout. But a lot of work by him today, more work today during these practices than I've seen out of Mike Pouncey throughout the first part of training camp. So that's a good sign. Held up, didn't have to go out with any problems. So we'll see. We'll see how that translates on Thursday night to playing time. Other than that, talk about Jay Cutler. Seems to be getting more in time with his receivers. Seems to be more comfortable out there. And I think this is a big week for Jay Cutler. The two practices, the one today and the one tomorrow. He'll get a lot of good work timing up with these guys. And I think that's the situation with Cutler. We all know he was with Adam Gase in both Denver as well as in Chicago. Understands the system. Understands the terminology, understands what's expected of him, but it's just a matter of him getting timed up with the different pace of the receivers, getting a feel for how they run their routes, how they come out of their breaks, all those types of things that are going to make this offense churn a little bit better the longer he goes. So I just think this is a very, very big week for him because he's probably not going to play in that fourth preseason game. So that means it's what he's going to get this week from game situations is going to be the bulk of what he's going to get prior to the opening game against Tampa Bay when Tampa Bay comes to Hard Rock Stadium to open up the season. So Cutler seems to be doing well, seems to be fitting in a lot more comfortably, throwing the ball with authority. Threw a ball today in between defenders. It was a bullet. I think it was Kenny Stills who made the play. So it's nice to see those things. Every time he makes that play where he squeezes the ball in and is able to hit a receiver, to me that's more of his just being comfortable, understanding what he wants to do. And I love to see him in practice try to fit the ball in, try to stick it in there, try to use that big, powerful arm because what the heck, if he throws an interception out here, it really doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It's when he throws interceptions during the regular season is where the issue comes in for him or any other quarterback for that fact. So nice to see him out here working on it, and I'm sure he'll continue to try to stick the ball in there and find out what he can do. But again, comfortable with the offense. I think if you look at – if you would have said that, hey, we brought in a quarterback about a week ago, comes in and fills in, and that he would look as comfortable right now as Jay Cutler does, then I'd be a little bit surprised about that. Joining us now, safety Nate Allen. Joining us, Nate, how you doing, my man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Kim Bocamp. I don't know if we've met.
No, we haven't. Nice to meet you, for sure.
Hey, first of all, let's talk about the practice out here. It's always nice to have a little change of pace, yeah. Go against some different guys as you get through that second or third week of training camp. Right. And up here it's with the Philadelphia Eagles. How was the intensity out there at practice today?
It was good. Got some good work in and saw some different looks from them and a lot of, you know, the looks that we can't see with our offense. So that was good. And like you said, it's just nice being able to go against some different bodies and you know, just different looks and just kind of pick up the intensity a little bit.
You guys have been going at it pretty good down in South Florida, but you come here and it's just natural when you're going against some other guys to raise the level of play a little bit. And I think it's good for both teams to get this work.
For sure. The competitive juices, you know, start flowing and you know, you kind of treat it like a game, but, you know, obviously you tone it down a little bit with the hitting and everything. But, yeah, we just, you know, getting some good looks and just working.
How have you been fitting in, working with Rashad Jones back there? How has that been for you?
Good. Everything's been good. We just been building the chemistry, me and Rashad, and just the secondary in general. You know, we've been building that chemistry together, and everybody's getting on the same page and, you know, just trying to, as the regular season rolls around, just hit the ground running.
You've been around for a while, you know, in the secondary, especially in that safety position.
Mm-hmm.
On the defensive side, it's about communication.
That's right.
You guys communicating to the corners,
right.
You guys communicating with each other,
yep.
Linebackers and everyone in the front.
Yep.
How does that work with you two guys?
Yeah, I mean, me and Rashad and all the safeties, mm-hmm. TJ, Mike T, all those guys, we all got to be on the same page because, I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, we're running the show back there. We got to tell the corners, and sometimes we're talking to the linebackers, and if we're on different pages, it gets exposed. You know, you can make mistakes in other places and kind of cover it up sometimes, but at safety, you make a mistake and you break down a coverage, it gets exposed and everybody sees it.
Yeah, it's been a short period of time, although you've been here for OTAs and mini camps and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time the regular season rolls around, you think that communication will be where you want it to be, where it needs to be?
But definitely.
As you open things up?
I that's what we're working for. And, you know, everything's been good so far, and we're just going to keep getting better every day, keep working, and just keep building that chemistry and, you know, talking to each other and kind of getting the feel of how each other plays and moves in certain ways and what each other's thinking. And once we get to that, and, you know, where it's almost like, you know, instinct, we just know what each other's about to do. Be a beautiful thing.
You know, last year at this time of the year, we were looking at the secondary going, man, you know, there's no depth there. You didn't know who your other starting cornerback was going to
right.
be. Excuse me. Safety was an issue, all those things. Now when you look around, and a lot of good players out there, a lot of depth out there, a lot of competition, both at the cornerback position as well as the safety position, you know as well as anybody else, that kind of competition
for sure.
is going to make you the team you want to be.
For sure, yeah. Competition definitely makes everybody better. And we do. We have a good group of guys. We got a good combination of older guys that, you know, have some wisdom and that have played in some big games and been in some big situations. And then we got, you know, some good young guys that are, you know, coming up and learning. And, we're excited.
You know, you come from an Oakland team that, you know, the Raiders and the Dolphins have kind of mirrored each other. You know, in the 70s, 80s, they were the top of the heap,
right about it. Yeah,
and then both of them kind of took a downturn.
Right.
Both are on the ascent right now, and you saw that with the Raiders last year. You come to the Dolphins, very similar path that the Raiders are.
For sure.
Do you see similarities between the two teams and the way they go about their business?
There are similarities, and, you know, there's a lot of differences too. But, you know, I'm just happy to be here and be a part of it.
Yep.
You know, know, this is a great organization, and we got a good thing going on here. And like you said, you know, just hopefully we're just going to build off what they did last year and, you know, take it even farther.
What was it about the Dolphins that made you want to be a part of this?
And I hadn't watched a lot of tape on the Dolphins, you know, in the past years. But, you know, when I did watch them, it was just, you know, seeing the offense, how they function. And, you know, they can put points on the board. And, you know, with Gase being running the show. Yep. And now look at their defense. And I watched Rashad for a long time in the past. And I thought it would be fun to work with a guy like that of his caliber. And, I'm just excited about, you know, what we're doing and where we're growing and where I think we're going this year.
And talk about Adam Gase, and I tend to, when I talk about Coach Gase, I tend to throw the assistant coaches in there because they've done a great job,
for sure.
You know, from position wise, and this year more so than last year, I think he's relinquishing a lot of stuff to them. He's kind of delegating the work to them to move on. But when you look at Adam Gase, when you hear him, you've been with him now for this offseason through his training camp. What is it about him that seems to make a big difference in a football team?
He's a player's coach, you know, and a lot of guys say that, but he really is. I mean, when guys, and I always relate it, because when he walks in the room, guys don't get like real nervous.
Yep.
And it's, you know, sometimes you can, head coaches can kind of
give that. Went through a whole career of being nervous when the head coach walks
in
the room.
Right, exactly. And he's not like that. But there's also that respect there.
Yep.
You know, that, hey, he can be, and I've said it before, he can be the disciplinarian and the tough guy when he needs to be, but he can also come in the locker room and joke around like he's one of the guys. So, I mean, I think that's a great dynamic as a head coach.
Yeah, I rarely have seen a guy with that, with the balance of that, of being able to come over and, you know, stick a needle in you a little bit, have some fun.
For sure.
And 2 minutes later, you know, when he's got to lay the hammer down, he'll lay the hammer down.
For sure, and that's a great dynamic he has. And, he's a great coach.
And you look around the locker room and you look at the talent on this football team, both offensively and defensively. Are you happy with where you're at and what this football team can accomplish this year? Look, obviously there's injuries and a lot of things. It's a roller coaster ride from start to finish.
For sure.
You know that. But, I mean, as far as the makeup of this team right now, how do you feel about that group?
Excited. We got great talent at a lot of great, at all the positions. Yeah. And, we're just excited about, you know, it was unfortunate about Ryan going down. But, you know, like any team always says, you know, the next man's up.
Yeah.
Got to be ready to go. And, we got a lot of great weapons on offense, a lot of great weapons on defense. And, I'm excited.
You know, last year, again, you look at the, you know, defensive line was a bit of a question. Linebacker was a bit of a question.
Mm.
You're standing back there at the safety position. All of a sudden, you're looking at Lawrence Timmons and Kiko. And
for sure.
They just signed Randall Maluga.
And
you look down, you got Sue. And you got Charles Harris comes in.
Yep.
You got Andre Branch, Hayes.
Yep.
I mean, you look around, you must be looking in front of you going, hey, that's a pretty nice bunch of guys right there in front of me.
And they make my job easy. And you got a group of guys like that in front of you. I mean, you can't do anything but feel good being back there at safety, knowing, you know, they're going to handle the run game and everything that they need to do and make our job a little bit easier.
I know that was one of the goals for this defensive football team coming into the season, shoring up that run defense that, you know, had struggled a little bit last year. Mm-hmm. And so far, so good. I mean, it really looks, especially in the game last week when the starters were in, you know, you guys were setting the edge.
Yep.
Guys were containing. Guys were running behind. I mean, it was a good thing to see from a run defense standpoint.
For sure. And that's,
we've been seeing it every day out here.
Right. And that's one thing we've been emphasizing is, you know, being physical.
Yep.
And we brought in some real physical guys at the linebacker spot, you know, at the D-line. We got great physical guys. And, it's going to be exciting.
So you make the switch from the Bay Area to South Florida. Have you had a chance to kind of – look around South Florida a little and get a feel for what it's all about?
Well, I don't know if you knew. I was born and raised there.
Oh, I didn't know.
Fort Myers.
Oh, you're a Fort Myers guy.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a Fort Myers guy.
So you know
like
about
being back
Florida.
At home.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the Bay Area was a little bit of an adjustment because, you know, California is it's a little different out there.
Well, I grew up in San Jose. I went to San Jose State.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Bay Area, so I went from there to here.
Oh, yeah.
So this was an adjustment
for
me. Exactly.
Yeah. But it was nice out in the Bay Area, and I'm glad being back, you know, close to home. And about an hour and 45 minutes from home, so it's nice. Got somebody yelling for Old Eagles.
That's all right. Yep. That's all right. We're an open show. We're going away. Hey, Matt Burke, new defensive coordinator. I know you weren't here last year, but it's your first experience with Matt.
Yep.
The way he carries his defense, the way he goes about his business, what do you think about him?
Smart guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's definitely a tactician with everything, and he's got a lot of great knowledge, been around a lot of great coaches and great defenses. So, he's seen a lot. And, I mean, it shows. You know, his play calling is on point, and he's, like I said, he's a tactician.
Yeah, good. Nate, good to have you here, hey, man. Appreciate you stopping
you.
By for a little bit.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you down here in South Florida.
Yep.
And looking
glad
for big things out of you and this football team this year. And,
thank you.
Enjoy yourself and stay healthy, my man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I will.
Nate Allen, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, so one of the guys that's really going to come in and step up and help this secondary get going. I know I talked to him a little bit about it. Everybody's talking about it during the offseason, the need for this football team to get better when it comes to their run defense. And Nate, along with T.J. McDonald, going to play a big role in that. Obviously, you get Rashad Jones back. He's healthy again. William Hayes, I tell you, I'm ecstatic over what I've seen out of William Hayes, his ability to do a lot of things as a defensive end. He's got the quickness to rush the passer. He's got the strength to get upfield and set the corner, turn the ball in, keep it from getting the sidelines. If it does get out, he's got the flat-out speed where he can run the ball down, either from the front side or the back side. So a lot of good things that are kind of setting the tone for this run defense. Nate Allen, as I said, a big part of that, along with getting Rashad Jones back and healthy again. And Ndamukong Suh, we know what he's going to do, and he's going to be consistent. We know Cam Wake, what he's going to do. He's going to be consistent. And then you had Devin Gotchaw in, who's getting the start right now at the defensive tackle position opposite of Ndamukong Suh. And so you look at that part of the run defense with Lawrence Timmons, with Kiko Alonso moving outside, with Mike Hull right now, Ray Malaluga. We'll get a chance to see him and see what he can do from that middle linebacker spot. But just like Nate said, I think when you look at a front seven and a group of guys that you're expecting to do their job, and their job primarily is going to be to stop the run and force teams into throwing situations, you got to feel pretty good about the way they're holding up, the way they're playing, and the way things are going out here. Some pretty good stuff out here against the Philadelphia Eagles with the run defense. A couple times breakdowns in the secondary when it came to the passing game, but that's to be expected. But it's a coordination between the guys up front and the guys in the back. And if the guys up front aren't getting up and going full speed and putting the pressure on, which they weren't quite doing completely this afternoon or this morning, then some of those things are going to happen. But certainly work to be done in this defense, work to be done both still in the run game and on the backside when it comes to the passing game. But so far, so good, I would say, as far as where we're at right now with these guys. All right, let's go ahead and get some of these questions we got, if we got them on there. If you're watching on Facebook, you can go ahead and send your questions in. If you're watching on Periscope, you can just go down to your message bar and send them in. We said at linebacker now. It's coming from Steve Dover on a Facebook question. I think right now we're pretty set at linebacker. You know, the question was going to be, when Raekwon McMillan went down, were they going to bring somebody in? Were they going to try to stay in-house with the guys they've got? And I think based on what they've done by going out and getting Ray Malaluga, they feel like they need a veteran guy to come in that can step in and play. You look at some of the Trevor Rileys and some of those guys back there that are battling for spots on this roster. I don't think the Dolphins are completely comfortable with the depth behind Mike Hull there, but I think now Mike Hull is going to be battling Ray Malaluga for that middle linebacker spot. But when you look at Lawrence Timmons, who's just been playing extremely well, Kiko Alonso out on that side, and the weak side where he can go out in space and seems to always be around the football, and the ball always seems to find him. I think it puts a Dolphin linebacking squad into a pretty good position right now, and I think we should be pretty happy with it. Anthony Gatto, please make sure the players are inside during the eclipse. When is the eclipse supposed to come around here? Oh, my crack staff's not eclipse. When does the eclipse do here today? 12:33, so. Oh, 2:30. All right. Now, I think the players will be inside during the eclipse. I don't think – although I did see a bunch of guys walking around at the hotel with glasses, with the eclipse glasses, so they don't get their eyeballs burned out. But I don't know if that's what they're going to be doing. They may be having – I'm sure they got meetings and everything that they're going to be doing. I don't think the eclipse is going to be high on the agenda. Did you guys see their practice? Did you see their schedule today? Was there anything on the team schedule as far as eclipse watching concerned? Yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't think we'd I didn't think they'd see that. I didn't think we'd see that. So, anyway, day one's all wrapped up here at Philadelphia. I tell you, what a beautiful practice facility they got in Philadelphia. Great town to be around. Great sports facilities. I mean, you look across, you got the football stadium. Miami, you should think about this. Football stadium, basketball, hockey arena, and baseball stadium, all clumped together, all sharing the same parking, all very efficient, all close to the city, easy in, easy out. And then you got Miami, where we got one over here and one down the road there and one over there. But, hey, it's where we live. That's what we do, and that's what it is. But nice work today here by the Miami Dolphins. Coach Gay's meeting with the media right now, as well as other players over there getting the job done there. So right now it's pretty much just wrapped up, and I think we're going to wrap up here in a little bit before we go too much further here. Again, tomorrow, practice again, same time in the morning. We won't be on the air for the audible tomorrow, but we will be back on the air on Wednesday prior to the game Thursday night, so you can stay with us then. But for now, I think we're going to wrap it up here from Philadelphia. I'm Kim Bocamper. I want to thank Nate Allen for dropping by. And we'll keep you updated as we move along for the rest of this week in Philadelphia. Until then, we'll see you on Wednesday back on the audible. All right, guys.